What's your take on this O'Hare UFO episode?
Well, I actually interviewed John Hilkovich at the reporter.
Yeah.
And I just really commend him in the courage that it took for a major newspaper to report this story on New Year's Day. And then all of a sudden to, you know, Hilkovich told me they got more hits on their website for that story than any story in history, in the history of the Chicago Tribune online. And then he files the Freedom of Information Act request against the FAA, and that is courageous. I mean, wow, it's like the New York Times, it's that equivalent, or the LA Times, filing an FOA saying you're hiding the truth here because we have, you know, a dozen or so United Airlines employees. And these guys are outside, you know, loading airplanes with luggage. They know what every common airplane looks like.
Everything. So, they know every light in the sky, David.
They know everything. And, you know, when they say weather phenomena, you think these guys don't know what a cloud looks like? I mean, these guys are outdoor workers. You know, when you work outside, and I've done the same thing planting trees in British Columbia, when you're outside, I mean, you know everything. You know, because you're out there. When people are in their offices, you know, they – all day long and for decades, you know, the only time they get outside is to get into their car. They don't really have a lot of experience. And I think this case is an icon. I mean, it really stands out above them all. And then later, what he says is that the FAA finally responds to him, and they said, yes, they were talking about the UFOs like crazy on the airwaves. So he's got them to admit that. And then he said that there were over 50 civilian witnesses. And you think about how rare it is when you're in an airport, you know, gate C-17 in Chicago O'Hare, you know, I've been to Chicago. How many times do you even come up to the glass and look at the airplanes compared to people just sitting in their chairs? So the odds that a civilian would get a photograph, according to one of the United Airlines workers who went on Rents.com, it was a 20-minute sighting. He estimated the disc to be 30 feet wide. It was, you know, metallic gray. And it, you know, just shot straight up and punched a hole in the clouds. Now, the chances of anyone leaning up against the glass and then getting a steep enough view upwards, you know, he's saying 700 to 1,500 feet above, you know, ground level. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty steep angle. So I'm not surprised that there are no real photographs that have surfaced yet. And one of the problems, again, in these cases, you get these debunkers going out there, and they're the ones who are putting the fake photos all over the internet.
Exactly.
And that destroys the story. And already the eyewitnesses have said, you know, themselves, because they saw it, they go, that's not what we saw. So whoever these people are who are putting these photos on the internet, I think they're part of the cover-up. And they may
be...
Might be right. You know, they're blurring this thing. It's the same thing in cross circle research. You know, these people who actually make a living going out and making fake circles, they're kind of, you know, obscuring the truth here. And they know there's a real phenomena going on, but they have to mess it all up. But one of the things that interests me about O'Hare, very consistently, the eyewitnesses saw the shimmering waves coming off of the UFO, which kind of blur the light around it. And that is so consistent with real videography or real sightings of UFOs. Like if you look at some of the footage from Jaime Musan in Mexico during that eclipse, you can see this silver disc and it's pulsing, but it's not as crisp as a, you know, 747 or a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of the waves actually distorting the photons, and that's what the eyewitnesses said. That's what I saw at Berkeley in 1968 as well. So the waves have a lot to do with the propulsion systems. And then you consider this thing suddenly accelerating straight up into the clouds. I mean, one of the most, I mean, first of all, the very fact that it can suddenly accelerate would tell me once again that I'm on the right track as far as the theoretical propulsion physics, and that is that they are reducing the mass gravity effect by wave transforming the atoms in the craft and the pilot so that they can cancel out gravity, not increase mass gravity, but actually cancel it out. So gravity has no effect on them. So that was really curious to me, how fast, and I think that's one of the reasons a lot of these military pilots can't accept, oh, it couldn't be real, it's got to be weather phenomena, because nothing could bolt that fast straight up.
Well, and we're getting these reports now, David, all around the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me throw a whole bunch of things out here and mm-hmm. give me your theory on this. UFO reports from all around the planet, birds dropping dead out of the sky. Now we find out that almost half the bee population in the country, the honeybees, that they may be dead.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what is going on? It's almost as if you believe in these extraterrestrial visitations, we are being monitored for a specific reason. They're not getting involved, but they're witnessing something. They're witnessing an event. They want to watch something. I think if they were going to jump in and try to bail us out of a problem, they would have done that by now. That's not occurring. Mm-hmm. There's something else going on here. I can't put my finger on it. What about you?
Well, you have the sighting in North Carolina. We had an amazing sighting very recently, just north of Phoenix near Flagstaff. This kid was coming home from school and drew these beautiful drawings of a disc-shaped flying saucer.
How about the colonel in Arkansas who took those?
The colonel in Arkansas, the military colonel. And in fact, I've written him. And then you also have this case in Hawaii. I mean, we're kind of getting swarmed.